lost my drive. I've been stuck in traffic and I can't find my way out. I guess it's roadblocks.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Destroying Depression Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Danielson. Sorry if there is a lot of background noise. It is storming here in Rapid City, so yeah. So we're going to get into it this week. And one thing that's been weighing heavy on my mind is just sometimes you need a break, right? There's nothing wrong with taking a break. I think in the era that we're in of grind, 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 you know, work so hard, achieve all your dreams, don't give up, you have to keep working, you have to keep doing all this, it doesn't matter, you're still allowed to take a break. Because all that work don't matter if you don't feel right inside. Accomplishing what you set to accomplish means nothing if you feel empty once you do it. Burnout's real. And so many of us are grinding so hard and we don't even know what for. We're wasting ourselves and our lives away. And I guarantee you, if we just took back and we took a moment, thought of the small moments, those matter more to us than any of that grind ever will. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be working because it's important, but don't only work. Life is so much more than just working, just grinding, just putting in the hours. Making money. It is, and we all know it. We get so caught up in the work and the grind that we don't make time for the things that matter to us. Push aside little things with our friends, with our family, because we want to put in more work, because we got to stay late at the office, because we got to grind on this assignment. I'm not saying that stuff isn't important. Sometimes it does need to happen. It needs to be done, but don't always do that. When you look back at the end of your life, you're not going to look and be like, man, I'm so glad I worked that extra day that week. But you might be like, I'm glad I made all those memories with my people. You probably won't have the memory of that paper you typed that you stayed up typing. But you'll have that memory of sitting on the porch with your friends just laughing, talking all night. I always think of life as, you know, you're one experience, one person, one anything away from your life being completely different. And you finding that one person, that one thing, that one moment, that whatever that keeps you going, that makes life worth living, might be in the things that you're passing up because you're staying attached to your current situation. Sometimes we're working so hard saying, I'm going to make life different by working, that we miss out on life actually being different by just experiencing it. You know, get what I'm saying? I had to let that one sit for a second. Because sometimes we grind and we're like, I'm going to grind so hard that I'm going to change my life, my future. And you got to do that. But really, what you might be needing to change your life and future might be someone you meet by spending time with the people who are asking you to do things. That break and spending time with by yourself might be what you need to create that idea that changes your life forever instead of keep burning out with no ideas at all. That extra taking a day and having an extra few hours of sleep might be the rejuvenation you need to go past the limits you've ever been able to impress whoever you need to impress to hit that next level. We think the only way to level up in this life is work and grind. That's wrong. The way we level up in this life is by experiencing it. And we gotta work, but we also gotta live. We can't just work, we gotta live too, so that way the work can speak for itself. And so many of you have been working on your mental every day, saying, I can't put myself out there till I'm better, I can't hang out with people till I'm better, I can't do this or that until I'm better. Or I say you're wrong. Even in your struggle, even when things are tough, you still deserve to enjoy life. You meet
the person of your dreams and you're struggling, but you're working on it, you still deserve to seek that out. Someone asks you on a date and you're not doing great, but you want to put yourself out there, do it. Keep working on you, but live life. You have one life to live, and the only thing we lose is time. Don't waste it. Experience it to the fullest. That's one thing I've realized through all the struggle. Is although I don't all the time, I want to experience life to the fullest. But the fullest thing for me is the memories I make with the people. I should plug, maybe I'll plug the TED Talk. But there's a TED Talk that talks about a happiness study. It's a 100-year study. The happiest people are the ones that didn't have the most money, weren't the most successful, didn't have the biggest houses, didn't live in wherever. It's the people who had the closest connections to them. I promise you, if you make time for the people that matter most to you, it'd probably be the best thing you've ever done. So this is my reminder that wherever you're going through, you are not alone. Please reach out, friends, family, therapists. Feel free to shoot me a DM. Feel free to hop in my emails. Also, for those of you who listen to me, I am considering doing some online and also in-person group coaching this summer on, you know, how to level up, how to get your mental right, so that way you can have all the things you want, whether it's from, you know, and enjoying the things once you get them, whether it's, you know, learning how to be a better at work, better in your personal life, better in relationships. So I'm really working hard on that, but I'd love to hear your feedback, so feel free to shoot me an email or a DM to let me know what you think, if that's something you'd be interested in. And if not, that's all right. But as always, have a good week.